Shabbat Shalom. This week's parasha is called Vayikra, which means, and he called. It covers Leviticus chapters 1 through 5:26. In these chapters, we will be covering five sacrifices that El Gabor, mighty God, required of the Jewish people. The first sacrifice is a burnt offering, followed by a grain offering, a peace offering, a sin offering, and a guilt offering. We will start with the burnt offering, which emphasized prayers of petition or peace. This was a costly sacrifice, as the whole animal was to be burned up with nothing left except for the skin, which the priest could keep. That's a lot of skins. The burnt offering was a male without defect, such as cattle, sheep, goats, and even birds, as long as they were not birds of prey. Scripture tells us that it was a pleasing aroma to the Lord. We all know that there is nothing like a barbecue to make you feel hungry. There is a whole lot of barbecuing going on. In this case, however, you are not allowed to eat any of it. That's kind of tough. Priests were to bring blood and throw the blood against the sides of the altar at the entrance of the tent of meeting. When anyone brings a grain offering to the Lord, their offering was to be of finest flour. This offering, they were to put olive oil on it and incense, and to take it to Aaron's sons, the priest. The priest shall take it and make a handful of flour oil together with the incense, burn this as a memorial portion on the altar, a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. The rest of the grain offering belongs to Aaron and his sons. It is a most holy part of the food offering presented to the Lord. The grain offering was without leaven, a symbol of sin in the Word of God. While the text in this scripture does not explain the reason for the grain offering, other grain offerings were usually in thanksgiving to the Lord for all that he had done for his people. In chapter 3, we cover the peace offering. The peace offering was a fellowship with the Lord having a communion meal. The peace offering could be cattle or sheep, and the blood was poured on the altar sides. The priests were given a portion of this, as well as who brought that offering. In this offering, the priest brought the offerer's petition and praise to El Elyon, God Most High, that he was the only one worthy of this most high honor. In chapter 4 brings us to the law of sin offering. This was an offering for an atonement of committed sins. Offerings consisted of cattle, sheep, goats, and birds, because they represented Christ's chastity, meekness, and gentleness, and that purity of mind which becomes every worshiper of God. At least we are working towards that. Hence, birds of prey and those of a coarser kind were not offered. The blood was smeared on the altar and sprinkled inside the tent. This was the way the Israelis could make amends for one's broken relationship with the Lord, caused by either unintentionally violating one of the Lord's commands or by failing to do something that was required to do. This was required by the Jewish nation, including the leaders and the priest. I'm reminded that Scripture tells us that there was a higher price to be paid when you sinned as you were a leader. We can look at the mistake Moses made when he took some credit for the water coming from the rock, and he did not get to go to the promised land with his people. Did see it much later on the Mount of Transfiguration with Messiah. Chapter 5 covers the law for the guilt offering, which, like the sin offering, was an atonement for a committed sin. However, before offering could be made, the offender had to make reparation to the damaged party, plus 20%. That's a fair amount. For the sin against their neighbor. Following this, the offender may then bring the offering asking God for forgiveness. Some applications to consider. The animals that were sacrificed were to be without a blemish, the best of the herd, worthy of sacrifice. just as Yeshua the Messiah was without blemish and most worthy of the sacrifice he made once and for all. The burnt offering sacrifice is called olah in Hebrew, and the two types of animals were used for the burnt offering, animals from the herd of cattle and the flock of sheep. Wild animals that were animals of prey were excluded. Carnivorous animals were forbidden in all sacrifice. Animals lived by slaying other animals could never reveal Messiah who came to give his life as a ransom for many. The sacrificed animals needed to be domesticated, not animals that came as a result of a hunt. Only those that were valuable and dear to the owner could be offered because it prefigures Yeshua. We should also note that the priest would put his hand on top of the head of the animals to be sacrificed. We can see a correlation in the early church when the leaders put their hands on, say, Paul and Barnabas when they were designated to go out in their place as a representative, just as we do today when we send out missionaries. I'm reminded that today is St. Patrick's Day, and while many will go home and drink beer at some point today, we should be reminded what St. Patrick did and what he stood for. When he walked around, he would say Messiah was in front of him, behind him, to the left and to the right, and above him, always with him, and he did good work for the Lord. With regard to the sin sacrifice, there was an atonement, which means to cover, not remove. For it is not possible for blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. Hebrews 10:4 tells us that. Only the Lamb of God removes the sin, that is our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. When we see the sacrifice, all of them led to Messiah Yeshua. God sees only our Messiah as the only one who could truly satisfy him for your sins and mine. Brothers and sisters, I hope you see that only Messiah Yeshua can fill those shoes. I'm sure for some of us on any given day, we still believe that we can bring our best fruits to the Lord, and it might not make us look as sinful as we are. But I promise you that God will not accept that in lieu of our sin. Only the sacrifice that Messiah Yeshua brings is acceptable. The Father only accepts what Yeshua has done for you and me, and he counts the righteousness of Yeshua as our righteousness. Trust God today, tomorrow, and always, and you will live eternally. Thank you.